If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Cece Goldwater, my running mate, Barry Goldwater's granddaughter, and her dog Olive, who looks exactly like the dog in As Good As It Gets, which has allowed Jim Ward to do his famous Jack Nicholson impression. Jim. All right. Well, you need to be closer to the microphone because we're on the air now.
Did you hear that?
You have to be closer to the microphone.
That's Olive, everybody. Oh, my God. Hi, Cece Goldwater.
Good morning.
Welcome. Welcome from Phoenix, everybody. Cece Goldwater's in the house.
I just came from the hottest little state in the world.
Right, right. Oh, don't worry. It'll all be like that soon.
Yeah, that's right.
According to Al Gore. Mm-hmm. Who, by the way, was on Bill Maher. We were watching together and saying we need to get rid of the Electoral College. Mm-hmm. Now a warning.
Oh, thanks, Al.
Now. We've lost it twice when winning the popular vote.
I see.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So we were also talking about Jeff Flake from your home state. Yep. Thieved your grandfather's book and title, Conscience of a Conservative.
Be bold, huh?
Your feelings on that?
Well, I think he had a reason to keep it pretty secret. He didn't really want to tell everybody he was using that. That's stepping in some big shoes there.
Right.
But his book, it's getting mixed reviews.
Right.
And I think he's trying to align himself with the Goldwater School of Thought, which he has from the get-go, running the Goldwater Institute and now running.
And can I just say, though I was only three, I knew Barry Goldwater. I worked with Barry Goldwater. He's no Barry Goldwater.
And you know Jeff's not. No.
No. Dave Weigel tweeted, last month, Flake joined every Senate Republican to confirm John Bush, who wrote birther blog posts as a federal judge. He voted against background checks when his colleague Gabby Giffords was shot in the head. He voted to take health care away from, he voted for Trump care. So that's what I'm kind of tired of these conservatives going, oh, this is really wrong.
And 538 said he voted 93.5% of the time with Trump. So, I mean, with conservative issues. So I don't. Doesn't make sense.
Right.
You say one thing, you
Barry Goldwater said something. He actually did it. You know,
right.
I mean, he actually stood on the Senate floor in the '80s and spoke out for pro-choice, for gay rights, and that took some courage in the '80s.
Yeah, I think Jeff. I think Jeff
as a Republican,
Senator Flake is at this point trying to align himself with like that Goldwater school of Republican icons, and he's not there. He's not anywhere close to that.
Right.
And so using the title of the book, a little presumptuous, I think, on his part. I think it was a bold move. I personally wouldn't have done it if I were him, because he's not there. And I think he's only going to get knocked down for it.
I'm sure people have asked you as often as they've asked me, like, what would, Goldwater, what would Miller think of Donald Trump? And again, we can't speak for them. They've been gone many years. But the conversation I always try to have with my mom, who's a 94-year-old Trump voter, is what do you think that dad would admire the kind of man he is? And I would ask the same of what you think Barry Goldwater would think. It's not even about politics anymore. Mm-hmm. It's about, just take it out of politics for a minute, right?
I think that if I could kind of like think about what my grandfather would think about Donald Trump, it wouldn't be that Donald Trump, he wouldn't be against Donald Trump because he doesn't have any historical background in politics. I think it's just his ignorance. I think there's just so much ignorance. And I think there's a difference between just being ignorant and being naive. And naive means you're going to learn. You could potentially grow into a role and maybe become mature with it. With Trump, there's not really any option on that one.
Well,
this is basically,
certainly people have talked over and over again a bit. It was Barry Goldwater that was the one that went to Nixon and said, it's time for you to go. And I was telling you, my sister just wrote an editorial about my dad was chairman of the RNC, that he wouldn't allow dirty tricks. Mm-hmm. There was one specific case, wouldn't allow drunk driving arrest to be used against a Democratic opponent. He's like, I know him. He's a good man. I know his wife. I know his kids. We're not using that kind of crap. And
well, that happened a lot in the campaign. That happened a lot with Walter Jenkins in the 64 campaign.
Tell that story. Yeah.
Well, Lyndon Johnson had an aide that named Walter Jenkins who was caught the YMCA in Washington, D.C. with a young boy. And a variety of the Goldwater camp, the Goldwater Miller camp, aides had brought to the senators the idea of disclaiming kind of or discrediting Johnson for it, but they decided no, they're not going to use it because that wasn't about Goldwater Miller. They weren't about all that dirty tricks. They didn't really want to do that. That wasn't the type of people they were.
Well, I mean, you as recently as Gore and Bush, when somebody gave the briefing book Bush, you know, W's briefing book to the Gore camp, they called the FBI immediately
right.
and gave it back. And so that's my what my sister was saying is, can you imagine if a hostile foreign government came to my dad with dirt?
Right.
I mean, it just, it's...
Well, you know, politics, it's interesting because, you know, in medicine, you have to be so ethical. And in politics, you don't have to be ethical. So right. people die because political blunders.
Right.
And if right. doctors were doing things unethical, people would die all the time. We wouldn't put up with it. But
for instance,
in politics,
in many states, what Jim has been doing for the last 20 minutes with your dog would be considered unethical.
Well, that's called animal husbandry.
That dog has licked
that's,
well, the bejesus off of Jim.
Yeah, there's no skin left on Jim.
All right. That is weird.
No, okay. Molly's loving it.
All right.
Loving
here
it.
Is Jeff Flake on Meet the Press yesterday. Here we go.
Well, I do think that we've seen more people ready to stand up, and I wish that we as a party would have stood up, for example, when the birtherism thing was going along. A lot of people did stand up, but not enough.
Did you do enough?
That was particularly ugly.
I'm just curious. Do you?
On that, I think I did.
Yeah.
But on other things as well. I mean, when our party, I wonder, you know, during rallies when the chants lock her up, you know, we shouldn't be the party for jailing your political opponents.
Okay. Yeah, I was saying, you know, there's something has happened in politics when I'm retweeting David Frum and Bill Kristol more than mm-hmm. that's, you know, yes, you're and you are correct, right. Dick Cheney, and I miss your warmth. No! What did I say? Bill Kristol is considering creating a committee aimed at defeating Trump in 2020. Oh, please, let us not have to wait that long. The committee not to renominate the president is called. He said we need to take one shot at liberating the Republican Party from Trump and conservatism from Trumperism. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like whatever he is, Trumperism, that's not Goldwaterism or Maverickiness or John McCain, right? It's just flat out hatred.
It's like,
racism, sexism, homophobia.
Yeah. Well, he has a scattergut kind of approach to politics. You know, he just kind of goes in there and goes, ugh! It's like,
right.
Okay,
right.
Did I make a law?
Right. Why has no one given him the advice to just watch Schoolhouse Rock?
I don't know.
It's fun, has music.
Bright colors.
Or,
learn,
you know,
right?
Or get some material from the movie Dave.
Yes.
Yes.
Watch Dave.
Dave.
Dave didn't know what he was doing.
Didn't know what he was doing. Same thought.
This was a piece everybody was talking about, a lot of Republican shadow candidates, you know, planning for 2020, assuming he's not going to be around. they see weakness in this president, said Senator McCain. What did you, Cece, obviously you know Senator McCain being from your home state, and obviously he also wanted to carry the mantle of Goldwater. I mean, that is a tough one, you know, first of all, because he's an absolute war hero, and he's now, of course, battling brain cancer. But
Yeah, but he didn't get captured, so he's not really a war hero. Didn't get captured, no.
Right.
Don't like people
right.
who didn't get captured.
And thank God for his, you know, his final vote. But, you know, we were like saying, why did he vote to continue, like... The way to make the Senate return to normal order, if that's what you care about, is to vote no on the, you know. So he put us all through a few more days of terror mm-hmm. with this Trump care thing, but ultimately did the right thing. But I guess that's John McCain, right?
Yeah, I think that that's, you know, I think what happens is now because there's a bar of that Trump is setting this bar of political theatrics, that it's almost right. like some of the politicians are feeling like, okay, I'm going to put my best soft shoe on and I'm going to, you know, go out and kind of tap dance my way in. I mean, everybody's kind of thinking they have to be kind of, you know, theatrical. And, you know, watching John do this thumbs down, it was like, you know, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Exactly. And I'm thinking, that's okay. That was that. Okay. Little theatrics.
Yeah. Little Mr. Smith goes to Washington.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So everybody's jumping on that kind of Trump bandwagon, which I think is deviating or taking your attention away from what we really should
right.
be looking at, which is
You're
North
right.
Korea and some
yeah.
of these other things.
That was a reality show, Vote Off the Island moment, right?
Right.
And some down.
That's right.